Start. Tov. So we're starting today, Perek Yud Aleph. It's on page Kuf Lamed Tes for anybody who's still following. And it starts like this. What's the time? Yeah, we can start. There's no reason not to start. I don't know where everybody is this morning. It's a bit cold. Everyone's still in bed. Okay. And the recording is on. Let me just check. Yeah. Okay, good. Fine. Kishem she'avodas hayochid, al kol echad lahakir es atzmo ledas miu. Let's go back all the way. He does that at the beginning of every perek. Usually, he kind of refocuses on what we're trying to achieve here. There's a chiyuv on every yochid. There's an avoida on every yochid to understand and recognize who he is, and to know who he, what his tachlis is, what his purpose is. Magod losoy matafkido emau adove yichoidi amiyached oto. He needs to know what his greatness is. He needs to know what his purpose is, and he needs to also know what his uniqueness is. What makes him unique? Okamuvil, as we've been dealing with, you should be sick of hearing about it already. We've been dealing with this for a long time. That's what we're trying to achieve here. Kach gam. There's another void here. There's also an obligation to know what the unique purpose and mission of every generation is, and every period in every generation. You see that when the world changes and things happen, that requires a different response. You can't compare this generation to the generation, let's say, 300 years ago, or 200 years ago before the war. You understand something's changed. So we have a new mission, new tachlis, new purpose, new work to do. The cold kufa yesh tafkid miyuchad v'shlichas miyuchedes. Every period, every generation has its unique mission. Ulechein suma alein ulisboinen mau tafkideinu ayichoidi bedoze. Therefore, we have to meditate and think and analyze what's the unique mission of this generation. Now, obviously, like I've said many times, this was published over 20 years ago. The ideas were formulated many years before that. Here's more updated svarim, but not much has changed. If you understand the principles, you learn to apply them to your particular situation. If you're looking at the details, you're right, you'll run into trouble. But if you understand the klalim, the principles, you'll be able to apply them to any situation. There was a generation that needed to write the Mishnah. There was a generation who needed to close the Gemara. There was a generation at Nevi'im. There was a generation that had to build the Beis HaMikdash. There was, what's this generation's unique mission? Doreinu hu bal tafkid miyuchad, ulai miyuchad mikol ha-doiris. So this generation has a unique mission, probably the most unique mission that ever was. Hudo ikvas ha-mashicha. This is the generation that's called ikvas ha-mashicha. You have to understand what Ikvas Hida Mashiach means. Why is it called Ikvas Hida Mashiach, the heel of Mashiach? There's a Mishnah, the Machlek, is a Braisa maybe, at the end of Soita. The end of Mechta Soita, there's a Mishnah there that mentions 15 Simonim of Mashiach, of Ikvas Hida Mashiach, and all of them have been Makayim. Not just all of them have been Makayim, but 50 years ago, if you would have looked at it, you would have said, well, hardly any of them have been Makayim. There's things there that weren't shaykh to even think about, let alone talk about, let alone exist. That Mishnah talks about that today, Adava Poshet. We don't even notice anything wrong with them. We just take it as normal. Ephraim Waxman said, there's a mother in the house in Erev Shabbos, mama's doing the cooking, cleaning, you know, making the beds, fixing up the house, whatever. And there's a 14-year-old lying on the couch, plugged in with her earphones, reading a book. Yeah? Now, the problem is not that picture is weird. What's the problem is nobody even notices that there's something wrong with that picture. That's the problem. The fact that she's lying there on the couch beside her, okay, stays. But nobody even notices anything wrong. If you'd ask their daughter, is there something wrong with this video, she'll tell you, wow, what's wrong? Mama, baya. Now, you explained that to me 50 years ago if that could have happened. That couldn't have happened in my house when I was growing up, I promise you. Yeah. But today it's not even notice it. That's one of the simonim. Mashiach. Anyway, all those simonim have been makamed. You can go have a look there, and you can tick them off each one as you go through. We're waiting for Mashiach. Imminent waiting, and it's just getting worse and worse and worse. worse and worse and worse every day. It doesn't get better. And we're in the final mifchan. This is the final, the mifchan ha-sofi. It's a mifchan ha-gemar shel klal Yisrael lifnei bo ha-geula. These are the final tests, the final examinations before Mashiach, before Geula. There's so much to be said here, but let's just go through slowly and build carefully, piece by piece, what he says. I mean, because we're living in unbelievable times. I don't know if you've noticed, we're living in mamash. Day by day, you're being challenged. And not like there's a problem and you'll deal with it. No, it's mitgabering day in and day out. Just when we thought we had it under control, and there's a chisun and a kol beseder, comes a mutation, and then you struggle new. And just, are you going to take the chisun? So you decide you are going to take it. Let's say now you're back into chovas alavos shara betochen. This chisun does anything? No. Does nothing. It's all Hashem. And you have to go back into yourself and work through, what exactly am I doing here? Why? What's ishtadlis? What's betochen? But they avoid the tmidis. They're not just, you get up, you do your thing, and you go back to bed. You know, next week there's a sege. Come as they affect me. Can my children go to school? Can't they go to school? If I don't go to school, how do I go to work? If I don't go to work, there's real life, you know, like real life major challenges here that are not so poshut. Lo poshut bichlal. And that's just on the surface, and all the things below. You know, there's a law, and it's intensifying all the time. This is the Mifchan before Mashiach comes. Somebody asked Rav Chaim Kanievsky, I think by the Twin Towers or whatever, I think he said, yeah, now it's just going to get worse. Every day it's just going to get worse and worse until Mashiach comes. We see it. We see the challenges on all fronts. As Kacha. Ha'ika Yud Beis Miyud Gimel Ikorim, the 12th of the 13 Ikorim, the Yud Gimel Ikorim in Muna, person has to have imunah that Mashiach is going to come. But it's a very unusual, mime of this. And even though he delays, I wait for him every day that it should come. Now, if you look, it's not enough to wait and have imunah that Mashiach is going to come. For Tchias HaMaisim, you don't have to wait for Tchias HaMaisim. You just have to ma'amin, there'll be a Tchias HaMaisim. You have to ma'amin. About Tchias HaMashiach, it's not enough to just be ma'amin that Mashiach will come. As you have to be mechake. V'afal shishu mitmeim, because it's chake lo. Even though he's delaying, that means you're being challenged. He's delaying. Every time we thought, you think the Yidden in the middle of Auschwitz didn't think Mashiach was imminent? Yeah, every tkufin, every door of a door, but you didn't thought Mashiach's imminent, it's a challenge on your emuna, chakalo, mitmamei, chamachakelo, I wait for him.
Is the question, what do you do whilst waiting?
No, we're observing, one second, we'll get there. All we're doing is observing, yeah, that of all the 13 Yud Gimel, of the 13 principles of faith, there's the only one you actually have to do something beyond just be mamin. That's all we're observing. We're observing, yeah, in the 12th of the Yud Gimel Ikorim, there's something strange. In all the other ways, you just have to have imuna. Ani ma'amin b'na shleima, da-da-da. Ani ma'amin b'na shleima, da-da-da. Yeah, suddenly, it's not enough to have imuna shleima. Yeah, there's a delay. There's something challenging your imuna, and you have to wait for him. It's not enough to be ma'amin. If you ma'amin and you don't wait for him, you're not b'kairis. You're also not b'kairis. If you don't believe in all 13 Nikorim, you're not b'kairis, the Rambam says, yeah? So, it's not enough to just be ma'amin. You have to be ma'amin and mechakelo. If you're not mechakelo, we'll see. Okay, let's take it slowly. Yisrael Mizrua, Rambam Yilchus Malachim. If you want to go look there, it's good to look in Perek Yud Aleph. He says like this: V'kol mi she'enu ma'amin bo, o mi she'enu mechake lebiyosei. Yeah, the Rambam. Everyone who doesn't ma'amin that Mashiach is going to come, don't forstate. If you don't have imuna that Mashiach is going to come, so you're not pikayrus. The same as all the other ma'aminim. If you don't ma'amin b'tchias ha'mais, you're not pikayrus. You don't ma'amin that Moshe Rabbeinu's nevuah was different to the other nevim. So you're not pikayrus. Good, ain shum baya. Yeah. But yeah, it's not enough to just ma'amin. O mi she'enu mechake lebiyosei, lo b'shah nevim bilvad hu koife. He's not just koife in all the other nevim. Ela b'toiris Moshe Rabbeinu. He's koife b'toiris Moshe Rabbeinu. Wow. Just because he didn't wait for Mashiach. He believes Mashiach's coming. He'll give his life for that imunah that Mashiach's coming. I was almost speak. I'm going to drink two coffees today, Baruch Shach. I got in early. I'm sorry. No. Leave it there. Don't worry. Unless you want to drink it. You drink it. I would give you mine and I would take yours, but I've drank from mine already. So otherwise, you could, yeah. See, Menashe, you see what you did when you moved to Netanya. You go into the Ganze Balaganya, man. You see what you did? I don't know how you did that without getting permission from the executive committee of all of Ram. I don't know. Anyway, Shkach Baruch, thank you. Menashe moved to Netanya. Menashe used to make me coffee every morning. He moved to Netanya a while ago, yeah. So that's why there's this whole mess here with the coffees now. It's impossible. It's not Shach to carry on like this. Anyway, so I'm sorry, I apologize. So fine. So the Rambam says he's going for Batorius Moshe. Klaima. Sheham Tanava Tzipir Hein Ike Vesheresh Bemuna Bebias HaMashiach. Vesheresh of the Muna in Mashiach is the waiting, is the anticipation. What is this? What's the secret? What's the sort of waiting for Mashiach? Why do I have to wait for Mashiach? I'm not waiting for Tchias Amazing. They don't just have Imunah, they'll be Tchias Amazing. When Hashem decides to be Tchias Amazing, be Tchias Amazing. You have Imunah in that, I have Imunah in that. Fine, you're not Pekoyrus. You don't have any Imunah in that, you're Kofi Batorius Moshe. Mashiach, not enough. No, you actually have to be waiting. So the Sheresh of the Imunah in Tchias Mashiach is the waiting. Maze. Someone who's not waiting is a kofer. The mashu, okay. When Rambam adds my behemshech dvar of Shama Vashi, mikiven shatayra yida al bielsa shel Mashiach. The Rambam says there that since the Torah testifies to the bias of Mashiach, that is going to be Mashiach, v'ani ma'am in bekach, harayu kofer. So he doesn't believe in that. He's a kofer. Fishteist. So why someone who doesn't wait for him, why is he called a koifer? He's fully mun, 100% imun. He's the biggest ma'amin in Bias HaMashiach. Well, he's not machakelo, so why is he a koifer? Yeser al kach. V'ki yesh yudi she'eni mechakel Bias HaMashiach she'goyel oto mitzarosov. Show me the Jew is not waiting for Mashiach. Who's not waiting for Mashiach? Which yid, through all the generations of galus, of suffering, of turmoil, of panosa problems, of chinuch problems, or all the problems, who's not waiting for Mashiach? Is something you have to mamash work at? What are you talking about? Who doesn't want Mashiach to come? Anybody else? Tell me, no, I'm not in. No, I'm not in. Harim Mashiach, you stick around. I've still got work to do. No, everyone's waiting for Mashiach. What's going on here? What's this word? I don't know what that means. We have to test ourselves. Huh? An honest look. An honest look. Oh, we have to have a good honest look at ourselves. Am I really waiting for Mashiach? For sure. We just said, who's not waiting for Mashiach? There's a gorgeous story once. There was a guy, whatever. I don't know. He was in business for another whole story, whatever. But he went bankrupt and he took a lot of people down with him. It happens sometimes. So one yid mentioned to the other yid, I can't remember it was a known person. He said to him, did you also take a knock when this guy went down? He said, no, I went and I pulled the money out of there the other day. He said, what made you pull the money out there the other day? He said, I was davening next to him and I heard him davening over and over, Mashiach has to come, Mashiach has to come, Mashiach has to come. I knew there was tzoros, so I went and I took my money out. This is who's not waiting for Mashiach? Everyone's got tzoros and everybody wants Mashiach to come. What, are we really waiting for Mashiach? Haim anachnu metzapel o be'emes? Really? Do I really believe that I'm roy to greet Mashiach? He starts with the Tanoim. I'll go back to the Nevi'im. David HaMelech also wasn't zoche to be Mashiach. Yeah. Lo zoche lo Mashiach titkenu lo mas shabach shabchay v'tevol v'tzipoy v'emes li biyase b'kol yom. You know what you're talking about? You know what spiritual heavyweights you're talking about? Work to bring Mashiach and davened and davened and waited and cried and yearned for Mashiach. What do you want from me? So we're waiting for Mashiach and we have Imunah that he's come, but do we really believe that I'm Shaykh to this? Is Dorim Shalmarana Bes Yosef Arizal. Let's go look and let's take a visit up to Tzvat in the times of the Arizal and the Bes Yosef. Ein b'yecholteinu l'ta is hoyd hakdoimim asher yechoyfef al ir hakodesh Tzvat b'yisayom. We can't begin to believe. Yibiruchim said we can't understand our grandmothers. Yibiruchim said about himself, he said we can't understand the kedusha of our grandmothers. It was Yeruchim, not in the times of the Arizal. We're talking about Yeruchim's Baba. He said, not that she was very great and whatever. But I couldn't understand her. That means I can't even talk about her Kedusha because I don't understand it. So we have no idea what Kedusha was flying around Tzfat in those days. The Beis Yosef Shimesh Karab. The Beis Yosef was the Rav of the Shul. Just imagine, yeah? Hacharedim Haya Shamash. The Shamash was the Bala Hacharedim. The Mechaber of Al-Chadoidi, was one of the Mekuboli Madoi. Ha'al-Shich HaKodesh Shimesh Kamagin Mishorim V'al-Gabay Marana Ri Kodesh. So this was, you walked into Shul, there were some heavyweights there. Everybody got up in the middle of the night to say Tikkun Katzot. There was no, the Kedusha was unbelievable. Chaim Vital was draying around there. There were big people. The Morocco says the Mashiach lo yagia b'dayram. Mashiach never came. You go to Tzfat today, you'll see. Mashiach never came. The Nishah Museum. V'im kain, Nishah l'sashayna, madua b'do yosem k'doreinu anem etzapim sh'mashiach yigiu. Why in this lowly generation Are we so expecting that Mashiach should come? We feel mamash worthy to this? These are powerful questions, Rabbi. So if you ask yourself these questions honestly in a quiet moment, you'll see these are real questions. Huh? Oh, okay. That's going to be part of the teretz. But first you have to have the kasha. Do you really feel roi for Mashiach? If you're already there, and you feel you don't have a problem, good, okay, so fine. So you don't have a, it's not a trick question. That might be the teret. That might be the teret to the question. Good, but first you have to go inside yourself and see, do you really feel that you're fitting for Mashiach? You say, no, I don't have to be fitting. I just have to be ma'amin. I have to want it. I don't know. Why did 80% of Klal Yisrael not come out of Mitzrayim? You see, not everybody came out of Mitzrayim. So I don't know which one I am right now. Am I from the 20% or the 80%? Ani lo yoda. Being honest means being honest. No, but you're right. If that's a terror, it's good. You have a terror. But I'm in the question. Okay. Are there things in the world that need tikkun and need rectification that I can do that the Beis Yosef and the Arizal couldn't betaken? And the Vilna Goyen and the Ramchal and the Mesilis Yishorim and Bnei Yisoscho and Reb Levi Bedichev and all the Gedolim, the Baal Shem Tov, they couldn't get a drop, but sure, for sure. Who needs them? I'll take care of it all. Just leave it with me. No, the problem here. If we can't find a real proper reason why Mashiach should come in our generation, it's just lips. It's lip service. You're saying it. Well, deep down, you don't really believe Mashiach is going to come. You have to find a real valid reason why Mashiach can dafka come now in order for our waiting and anticipation and emunah to be real. Used to be a time where people used to go to the airport to catch aeroplanes. We don't know what that is anymore. I sort of know what that means. You go to the airport to fly in an aeroplane. Me, who goes on aeroplanes? It's almost impossible to get onto a bus today. But anyway, this guy's there, but the Tachana autobus, yeah, he's on Nachal Hayaden by the Tachana autobus. You ask him, where are you going? He says, no, he's waiting for the plane to London. I tell him, you're waiting for the plane to London. Excuse me. can you really, he's really waiting for an aeroplane. He's not waiting for an aeroplane. He thinks he is, he says he is, but he's not. He's talking nonsense. He's talking absolute rubbish. That's not how you wait for an aeroplane. You wait for an aeroplane, you go to a place where aeroplanes come. You don't wait in a place where there was never an aeroplane. No, I'm waiting for the aeroplane. You're not waiting for an aeroplane. Come on, Kain ben Yoneinu. Im ein lanu tshuva brura. If we don't have a proper, clear answer that satisfies us, you don't have to satisfy anybody else with this. This has to work for you. Shevaginanu zakaim shemashiach yavo aleinu. That because of that, I will merit Mashiach should come with for me. The marot shehu lo bo l'chofetz chaim. He never came for the chofetz chaim and everybody else. Ein tzipi osenu tzipi amitos. I'm standing at the bus stop waiting for an aeroplane. And my yearning is not genuine because I don't really believe he's going to come. Hashelim yesh siba amiti shebegin anachnu roim lebiyas haMashiach yoyse mikol adoyres yinu shayle chashuv v'ikronis biyoyse. The most important question you'll ever ask yourself. Once we see the teretz, you'll go back and reframe the question. The question doesn't feel so stark at the moment. When you see the answer, it's one of those cases where you see the answer, you go back and revise the question, you'll see the question is very powerful. And the answer is critical, because otherwise you're not really waiting for Mashiach. You think you are, but you don't know what that is. You don't know what waiting for Mashiach means. We have to define, why do you want Mashiach to come? What will Mashiach change? What's going to happen? What do we really want? Ramosha Shapira Zatzal once said, he said, people think when Mashiach comes, they're going to be dancing in the street. He said, you're going to be shivering under your bed. You're going to be hiding away from Mashiach. You're not going to be dancing in the street. Mashiach is going to be greater than Shlomo Melech in wisdom and a little bit less than Moshe Rabbeinu in Nevuah. Can you imagine what that looks like? We can't even imagine what the Chofetz Chaim was. But we're going to try and imagine what Shlomo Melech together with Moshe Rabbeinu in one bundle looks like. The law kol kach pashut. You walk into the room, you get frazzled. You know? What really is this thing called waiting for the Gula? We know that when the Gula comes, it's going to be an unbeatable Kirvus Elokim. The ability to connect and to get close and to feel the Kedusha of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to be very great. L'chayre, doime to what it must have been in the first Beit HaMikdash. Doime to, we're in the Tekufa now of Churban Beit HaMikdash. Tomorrow is the Tzom. We're in the Tekufa of Churban at the moment. Churban Beis Rishon, there was unbelievable Kevus Elokim. A person would go to the Beis HaMikdash and he'd get like charged up with Ibunah. That was the dwelling place of Hashem. That's where Hashem, we don't know what the words mean, about, that's what Chazal tell us. That's where Hashem dwelt. V'sali mishkan v'shechanti b'seichom. And I will live there, I will dwell there. How can you take a Kodesh Baruch and put him into a building? But that's what Hashem says. That's what the Torah says. So you went to the Beis HaMikdash and you saw Shechina, you saw Imun, you had unbelievable Imun in Hashem. So you felt an unbelievable Kevus Elokim. So when Mashiach comes, that's going to be wow. That's going to be unbelievable. So I'm going to be able to feel that when Mashiach comes. I'm going to be Zoich, I'm going to be Roy in my muddy, dirty state. I'm going to feel that. As Mishayin Mechaki Lebeis Mashiach Harei Yekoifu Bimunu Kedushis Yisrael. That's the first yesod. If somebody doesn't believe that he's roi for Mashiach, what he's denying is not Mashiach. He's denying Kedushas Yisrael. He's denying the etzim Kedusha he is as a Yid. I have Kedushas Yisrael. I'm a Yid. Nachon, I'm salid, and I'm a bit not this, and I'm not that, and whatever. But be etzim, he's a Kadosh. He doesn't believe how great he is and that he's destined for enormous greatness. Me personally, I'm Hashem's only child, I'm Hashem's spouse. Don't believe it. He's happy where he is. He's got this problem, that problem. Mashiach will come and take care of his problems. We'll see now. Well, essentially, things are okay. Just take care of a few of the issues. His matzah is pretty good. Could be much worse. His sheifas are small. I says, God, what do you want? What do you really, really want? If you could have whatever you want, what would you want? You'd be shocked to hear the answers. Ask people, when you meet people, ask them that question. If you had no limitations, financially, physically, whatever, no limitations. What do you really want? You'll be shocked. Ask people, what pleasure did you have today? He'll tell you cornflakes. Now, cornflakes is a pleasure. I'm not saying not, but that's the only thing you can come up with. That's the only thing you can think of. We challenge him, but say, yeah, no, I davened nicely this morning. Oh, good, that's better, but that's all you're thinking about. He's fine. You know, his financial situation could be better, but it's not. He's not in catastrophe, and he's got good friends, and you know, he's got a nice family, and things are okay, and his spiritual situation doesn't bother him that much. Sure, it could be improved, but he'll worry about that. You know, it's not Edel now. I don't have to worry about that now. Edel's coming. He'll deal with that again. You know, we'll make a few little tweaks and changes to my ruchnes. He's lacking the yearning, the desire to be an Eved Neman. To run in front of Hashem, like the Navi uses the marshal there, like horses running through the Tzayamayim, the rapids. To the front of Hashem, Kedoshim, like our fathers ran in front of him. He's lacking the yearning to when you miss something terrible. Someone you love goes away and you miss them terribly. Those days when we had a Beis Hamikdash and the Shechina shore there and you could go there and you could see Nisim, you could feel Kirvus Elokim, unbelievable Kirvus Elokim, and you brought a korban, Kirva, after you brought a korban, you felt Korov Lashem. Wasn't you brought an animal that killed the animal and you can go home now instead of the animal? You were supposed to get shechted, but they shechted the animal instead, so you go home. So now nothing's changed. Just you took care of your chiyuvim. No, you had a korban, you felt koruf. Korban is loshen kirva. You felt kirva selokim. Unbelievable beauty, and we've lost it. And we don't want it back even. We're not even yearning for it. But if you don't believe how great you are, if you don't understand how choshuv you are, then you're denying Kedushas of Yisrael. You're denying the Kedushah of the Torah. We don't understand who we are and what we can become. So if you're not waiting for Mashiach properly, it's not that you're a koifi in Bias HaMashiach. You mind Mashiach's going to come. But you don't mind that you shaykh to Mashiach. So in your koifi in Kedushas Yisrael, that was the Meraglim, by the way. That was one of the pshatim of the Meraglim. The Meraglim didn't believe that Hashem could do what he needed to do. Hashem could conquer the land. They didn't feel right. They didn't feel worthy for that. Oh, so you're a koifi in Kedushas Yisrael. Lo chayin haim pnei advarim etzal mishem amti metzapa lishuas Hashem. No, Perman is really waiting and he's really metzaping lishuas Hashem. He knows inside that his goal is to be like an Avram Avinu Moshe Rabbeinu, like we saw yesterday. He's platzing for that. He wants that. But what can I do? I've got this lowly goof, and I've got a Yetzirah who's cleverer than me and stronger than me. And there's Shubat Malchus, and there's all the problems and all the daigas and all the things that overwhelm him. And he can't, but he's burning inside, like we said yesterday. Separate your yearning from your ability to achieve. Achieve wherever you're achieving and yearn to be like Avram Avinu, Moshe Rabbeinu, not a stira. Everyone's working on that sugya, I believe. Be sitting waiting. When am I going to see Hashem? When can I achieve that godless? I'm ready for it. I'm ready for it. When can I show Hashem how much I really love him without the limitations, this heavy stone on my back? Every day he tries to grow, at the end of the day he sees no, he didn't do as much as he thought he did. He actually did a lot more than he thinks he did. He sat and learned Torah for 5 minutes and heard that Kamahu Ole. He doesn't know how Kaddish he became because he learned 5 minutes Torah today. He didn't do anything. No. 5 minutes of Torah is unbelievable achievement. It doesn't matter, even though he's not achieving. He's waiting with the anticipation of godless. There you see the expression of his imun in himself, of his own godless. And that's what's missing from our lives. What's missing from our lives is not we don't have imun in Hashem. The problem is we don't have imun in ourselves. We don't believe how great we are. We don't understand what it means. We don't understand what it means. We don't have those feelings. We have to sit and work on that and understand who we really are and understand. Bishvili nivra olam kipshutai. Kipshutai. Bishvili nivra olam. And then you feel the greatness and you yearn for greatness and you strive for greatness and you're waiting for this moment when Mashiach will come. So that the real me can be expressed, because right now there's just too much on my head and I can't express my feelings. So I don't get disappointed that I can't express my feelings. I'm yearning for the day when that will come. And at the same time, I'll go about doing what I need to do with simcha and happiness, even though it's far away from what I'm yearning for. Beseder, I think that's coming together a little bit. What we were building the last few days, that's coming together here now in this thing called waiting for Mashiach. Okay. Bezrat Hashem. Tomorrow, or at Sunday, Ragil. I don't know what's happening. It only starts 5 o'clock. So Sunday will be Ragil, and I don't see any reason. I mean, as long as the shul's open, which it's allowed to be, you're allowed to have 10 people in a building. 120 outside. So if we get over 10, we get to 120, we'll go outside. That's all. When there's 50 people, yeah, 50 people come, we'll move outside. Money, I said. Sunday will be Ragil. Shada, whether there'll be a VAR tomorrow or not. Kolzman, you don't get an email, there'll be a VAR. If it's cancelled, we'll send out an email for the Shabbos Mochosset tomorrow. I don't know how to do it, whatever.
Rob, is there anything we need to know about the Tannis tomorrow?
Is there anything you need to know about the fast tomorrow?
Yeah, because there are Shabbos.
I don't know what you mean. I don't understand your question.
Anything we need to
you need to know Hilchus Tainus, you need to know what the fast is, you need to know Hilchus Shabbos. I mean, for sure. I don't understand what your question is specifically. What are you asking?
Is there anything with the Kiddush? There's nothing. Shabbos is regular. There's no...
Just don't taste the cholent. Yeah, just don't taste the cholent. No stealing the cholent just before Shkia. No, you make Kiddush normal. You come home, you make Kiddush, and you eat. Usually in the shuls, they daven a bit earlier maybe, and they don't have droshes. I don't know. That's each shul will do what it does. That's normally the case. I was once in South Africa for this situation where it comes out, and there it's summer now, yeah? So it's mamash late. And the Rav dashed for like an hour long, you know, he gave this long drosha, whatever, you've got a 9 o'clock. You'd be shocked if I tell you who it is. As you know, the Rabbonim is the last Rav you would ever have thought would have done such a thing. No, I'm not speaking Lashon Hara. It's Farshus Lashon Hara. The guy's completely chosse any feelings and any sensitivity to what the Torah is about. That's not Lashon Hara, and Lashon Hara God Almighty. Anyway, have a good day. Zay gezunt. Take good care.
Is there tomorrow?